Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Republican Senator John Molinar of Midland. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, Cheryl, and thanks for having me on your program.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's trying to figure out what it wants to do weather-wise out here, but it looks like we're going to have a good weekend, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Well, very good. I hope you have a great day on Sunday. A couple of subjects I wanted to broach with you. The first was some new legislation that you have introduced that would establish equal opportunities to compete for public construction projects. And this one was very interesting to me. Tell me about this.
Well, this is a bill that we're hoping will help make sure we get the maximum value for taxpayer dollars used on public construction. And what that will do is encourage all qualified bidders to participate and have the opportunity to be awarded a contract. And that way we're going to get better costs, more participation, and I think will be good for taxpayers' dollars, and I think will lead also to high-quality projects. Currently, there are at times in place project labor agreements that discriminate against some or participating, and we wanted to end that discrimination.
And that was my next question for you, sir, is how is it done currently? Are private companies kind of shut out of the process of bidding for jobs?
Well, there are, on public construction projects, opportunities to have project labor agreements, and these are agreements that set the working expectations for the project. And there are some that are very exclusive and actually eliminate some companies from participating based on their status either as a signatory to a labor agreement or not. And so we wanted to make sure that whether someone was part of a collective bargaining agreement or not was not a factor as to whether or not they were allowed to participate in public construction using taxpayer dollars.
Well, and this bill, Senate Bill 165, establishes, according to some information from your office, fair and open competition in governmental construction act. Is just aimed at just making sure the process is open? We hear the word transparency a lot lately.
Yes, that, you know, when public funds are used, it's important that projects be transparent and that it be available to all to participate. And we don't want to ever be in a position where government is picking winners and losers not on the basis of cost or quality or track record, but rather on the basis of some political affiliation. So this ensures that won't happen anymore and is very much consistent with the National Labor Relations Act, which allows parties to contract, but simply would end discrimination.
Are you getting any pushback from the other side, folks saying that, oh, this is more union busting?
You know, we have. And what has been helpful is that we put two amendments on in committee which clarified that. One amendment said that basically, in effect, that it could not interfere with the National Labor Relations Act. And we've also addressed the issue that it does not affect prevailing wage. That was another concern that was raised. So we've been very careful to say what this bill is and what this bill is not. And it simply is something that allows all to participate, regardless of affiliation with either collective bargaining status or non-affiliation, and simply gets the most value for taxpayer dollars.
Do you anticipate this streamlining the process at all, or making the bidding process on public projects more lengthy?
I think it'll make it more open and more fair, and we'll get more competition, which I believe will enhance the value of cost effectiveness as well as quality workmanship. And I think that's exactly the kind of marketplace we want when we're spending taxpayer dollars.
Well, and particularly in this time in Michigan's economy as we're trying to recover. Another interesting bill, people who regularly listen to my show know there's no bigger fan of the military than myself, and a bill that would basically punish the folks who are posers, if you don't mind the vernacular. Tell me about this bill.
Well, Senate Bill 386, which we passed out of committee and is on the Senate floor, amends the Michigan Penal Code and prohibits individuals from misrepresenting their military status either in writing or orally or by a false display. And this is with the intent, if they're trying to defraud, obtain employment, or be elected to public office. For many, you know, this is a concern because, you know, there are examples of people misrepresenting their service for financial gain or in some way trying to manipulate a job situation. And when you think of the troops who have dedicated themselves in defense of liberty and many have been in harm's way, we want to uphold the value and the valor of those people. And so this is something that protects that contribution and really sends a message around the state that we will not tolerate this.
So the cases have come up where people have done this because it looks good on their resume kind of thing?
Absolutely. There have been people who have run for public office and misrepresented military service. There have been people who have claimed to be medal awardees and have misrepresented that. People who have tried to gain employment, even sell things or in some way raise funds under false pretenses. And so this clarifies, and we've drawn the legislation very tightly, so we aren't penalizing people who want to reenact military history or are in a play or a motion picture or TV production or, you know, work at a museum or even collect or sell memorabilia. We're trying to uphold the integrity of our armed forces and the service that is been given.
Well, it always amazes me when new bills are written and so forth that seem like they should be an obvious, that should be common sense, but we have to get a bill in there because people are trying to abuse the system.
Well, that's exactly right, and there is a federal law in 2006. President Bush updated the federal law, but we found is that because resources are limited. And federal prosecutions are costly, and it makes it more difficult that more and more states are passing this legislation to prevent that on a statewide basis. And then there also has been some challenge to the federal law, a section of it, where there's the argument of whether or not does this infringe on their freedom of speech. And the courts, the federal courts, have been on both sides of this issue. And so, you know, I tend to land on the side that says, you know, we want to uphold the honor. And it's one thing if someone is portraying themselves as part of a museum or something that's honoring the troops in a military reenactment. But if someone is using this for selfish gain and deliberately misleading and committing fraud, to me, that is not a freedom of speech.
Well, no, and the penalty, I mean, it's a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year imprisonment and a fine, maximum fine of $5,000 or both, and community service. So we certainly hope that folks take it seriously because, to me, this is one of those that's pretty reprehensible.
Absolutely, and that was a big part of the message that we heard from testimony in the committee that, you know, we need to send a strong message to people who might be contemplating this, that there will be accountability and there will be consequences. And I want to read a quote to you that I found was very moving. And this was from our first president, General George Washington, in his general orders established the badge of military merit, which was the precursor of the Purple Heart. And he said, "Before this favor can be conferred on any man, the name and regiment of the person with the action so certified are to be entered into the Book of Merit. And should any who are not entitled to these honors have the insolence to assume the badges of them, they shall be severely punished." So I think that's a pretty strong message from our first president of the importance of this.
Yeah, I think that that was very well stated. There's no equivocation there. Well, I appreciate your time and your attention to both of these issues. They're very important. And these bills, they're both the second one here with the military. Has that gone on through?
The military posers? The stolen banner is on the Senate floor. It has passed committee unanimously, and we hope to take it up in the near future on the Senate floor.
Very good. Well, thank you again, sir, for your time. Have a wonderful weekend. Nice speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you. We've been speaking with Republican Senator John Molinar of Midland. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.